Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with Kylie Heemstra. We're going to get to know you a little better, one of the seniors of the Pella volleyball team. First of all, I'm sure you're excited for the season.
Yes, I am.
So, first of all, let's go ahead and get to know you. What other high school sports and activities are you involved in, if any?
I just do volleyball. I'm doing club seasons on the off season, so that takes priority over most like other sports and stuff. So I love volleyball and love the game, so I love being around it the full year.
What is your best high school sports memory so far then?
I think my best memory probably is jam outs in the locker room before home games and away games. I think just like having everyone around and having everyone like celebrating together and stuff is an amazing experience.
So when you were younger, especially now that you're heading into your senior year, what did you want to be when you grew up and what is that perspective now? So when you were like five, what did you want to be when you grew up and now heading into your senior year, what is it?
Yeah, so when I was younger, I've always wanted to be a teacher. I just love working with kids and stuff. And even now, I'm still thinking of becoming an early elementary education teacher and possibly playing at Central. That's one of my options. So
we'll see how that all plays out. That sounds awesome. And I'm aware you have a sibling. How well do you get along with them?
Yes, so Ella is my sibling and I love her. We also share a room, so we get lots of bonding together and now on the volleyball court, and I love her so much. I can't like explain like how it is playing with her. I'm so excited for this season.
Well, and she had a great softball season to head in too. That was probably fun to watch, right? Some of her games, she had some big hits too.
Yes, softball games were really fun to go to, and then just seeing her have the varsity experience this past year has been really amazing.
It's the question I ask most people with this new segment we have. Let's get to know here with Kylie Heemstra. Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Hawkeyes, definitely.
And why is that?
I don't know. I mean, most of my family is Hawkeye fans, so I kind of just grew up in that era.
So and there then, you go. Yeah. Any plans to go to like a Hawkeye basketball or football? I know women's basketball has been big, volleyball is big. Any of those, or are you just focused on your senior year?
No, I'm just mainly focused on my senior year right now.
So let's talk. We're just at the end of summer, so it's kind of a bummer to ask about the end of summer, but any big vacations that you had this year? Anything that you've really enjoyed about summer?
Yeah, during family week, which is known as Dead Week, we went to Branson as a family, so that was a very fun experience. We've never been there before, so lots of new things. We went to the Queen Esther show, which was really good and a different experience than what we see here in Pella.
So you mentioned to me earlier about jamming out before games. Is there a go-to song you have before a game or a go-to artist that really gets you fired up?
No, not really. I mean, we play, our final song is Downtown, and it's just really amazing, like everyone galloping in a circle and screaming on the top of their lungs, so yeah.
What would you say is your most prized possession?
Man, my prized possession. I honestly don't really have many, like, prized possessions. I don't know. I lots of times cherish the little things and, like, memories mostly, and just, like, pictures of the memories and stuff.
Speaking of memories, do you have a go-to family tradition or something that you guys really like, especially you're a big volleyball family, anything that connects to that?
Well, when we go on like road trips and stuff, we all like get to pick a restaurant when we go out, and like we try something new every single like day when we're there for long vacations. So
what would you say is the top thing on your bucket list?
Oh boy, I think the top thing on my bucket list is going to a Taylor Swift concert. She just had a really good concert, and I really want to go to one.
So you didn't make it to the Eras Tour, but there might be the next tour then. Is that the goal?
Yes, that is.
So I guess this would lead into that next question. Which famous person in history would you want to spend the day with? T-Swift would be probably a pretty fun hang.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyone else?
Probably. Probably just Taylor.
Yeah, fair enough. If you could play another sport, since you are a one-sport athlete, if you ever had another sport you thought about playing, is there another one?
I'd probably play softball, I'd have to say. I liked softball when I was playing it, but then volleyball kind of took over, and I fell in love with volleyball more, I think. So definitely volleyball.
And I can tell you're excited for the volleyball season. What are you looking forward to most about these next several games with your teammates, especially as a senior?
Yeah, just like cherishing the little moments on and off the court with them and like making sure that we're like all getting along and like we're so excited for the season and playing together and just like every moment together.
Should be a lot of fun. Kylie Heemstra, nice to get to know you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having me.